Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 61 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
Glad to have you aboard for today's episode. If you're a long-time listener, we really appreciate it. If you're a first-time listener, we appreciate it even more.
Yeah, if you would share this podcast and our blog, wrinklednotdead.com, with your friends and family, then it allows us to continue to bring you interesting and fun information.
We've been married for almost 34 years now, and we have a history of radio and TV broadcasting, writing, narration, live presentations. We've pretty much done it all, theater.
Yeah.
But now we're getting a little older. I'm 65 and Jen is 60, and things are not the same as they used to be in the old days, so we're changing the way we do things.
Exactly. We have had an advertising company for many, many years called Michael Bell Productions. Mm-hmm. We still do. Mm-hmm. And like Mike said, we do radio, TV, advertising, and training and all that. But as time has progressed, we've had to move with the times.
Oh, yeah. Change is galore, huh?
Huge. And quickly, too.
And very quickly, within the last few years. Got a little featurette here called
Tell Me Something Good.
I still love that song. It's Rufus and Chaka Khan.
You made our dog Ricky bark.
I know. He was barking. Oh, well. He'd be all right. So, Tell Me Something Good jar is just something good. Something that happens during the week. Write it down. Put it in a container. We have a big old mason jar. And come New Year's Eve.
That's correct.
We'll open it up again and review all of those nice things that took place.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well,
I think it's great because we tend to always concentrate on what goes wrong or what did go wrong rather than what went well. Mm-hmm. And this will be a reminder of how blessed really our lives are.
Mm-hmm. So we have an approach that has, you know, some fun things and fun bits that we do in the program. And we also have kind of the major topic. Now, I'm going to start with a quote, which is something that we don't do very often. We usually end with a quote, but this is hot dog stuff.
It is. It goes like this. Mm-hmm. Content is fire. Social media is gasoline.
Well, I love that. We're talking about communication overload in this episode, and we'll get to that after we tell you about our rose and thorn this week. Rose is a good thing that happened. A thorn is less good.
Yeah, but the thorn, when we talk about it, we always spin out what we learn from it.
That's true. Yeah, there should be a point to it.
Exactly.
And make it always positive, right?
Yeah.
Always positive. So my rose this week is Emma, our new dog, we brought all across the country, is, I'd say she's integrated into the pack now. I think that the others, we've got four dogs in total, but Emma's a little larger than any of them. She's a poodle. And we were concerned at the beginning that, how are they going to react to each other? But patience pays off.
Yeah. When you're bringing a new, and she's 7 years old, a new dog into, or any new pet into other pets, you really need to give it time. You may think it takes 4 days, 5 days, a week, 2 weeks. It takes months and months. It takes a lot of patience and caring. So if you don't have the time, I understand.
Yeah.
But if you do, give it time. Because she came from my mom, who had to go into a nursing home. And so she was set in her ways to be with an older lady who sat around all day. And she, too, has had to learn new things.
Yeah, I know. But she's a smart dog.
So she is.
That really helps. So that's the rose. She's getting along great with the others now. But this is kind of associated with that. 4th of July for Emma is coming up. This is her first 4th of July celebration. And just a word of caution, because many folks are already thinking, oh, yeah, he's going to tell you about all the fireworks. And that's exactly correct. Some animals do really badly with this. Some, they always say that a lot of animals run away from home on July the 4th because of the sounds of the explosions. What do we do about it? We put the TV on.
Well, if you're in Canada, it's July 1st.
July 1st,
and if you're in the United States, it's 4th of July, both having fireworks and loud noises and that. So bring your pets indoors, wherever you are. And like Mike said, put up some sound. If you can be at home, that'd be even better.
Yeah. We've always maintained that that's the best way to have it. And then we make pleasant voices.
Or music, turn up the music, or just turn the TV on, whatever. But yeah, that's a thorn coming up, isn't it?
Yep, it is. So, it'll be within the week, this week. And we're just looking ahead and making sure everything's going to go smoothly. So, go ahead.
Well, my Rose is I'm dog and house sitting, and I don't even like to call them dogs. I call them my kids. And Claudia is one of the dogs that I'm house sitting or dog sitting, and she's sort of very quiet and subdued and shy. And her beautiful sister is this standard poodle, Lulu, and she's gorgeous and everybody fawns over her. Yeah. But I've been paying a lot of attention to Claudia and kind of pulling her out and having a lot of fun with her. Mm-hmm. And she's really blossoming. She's coming a long, long way.
She's a Sheltie, right?
She's a Sheltie. Yep. So she's just, you know, kind of a nervous type, like Abigail Jane is. And you just kind of work with them.
One of our other dogs.
So she's doing great. All the two dogs are doing great. Now my Thorn.
Oh, yeah.
Is a real pain.
It is.
I was cutting something, and I cut my finger, and boy, did I cut my finger on my index right finger, which you use for everything.
It seems so.
I cut through and cut two blood of the main blood vessels, and so I had to have two internal stitches and four stitches on the outside. And lo and behold, I did everything I was supposed to. I kept it clean. I kept it dry and everything else.
Right.
I come back to get the stitches out. It's infected.
Oh, no.
And it came on really quick. It was looking great. And then, bam, Sunday, it kind of turned. And at first, I thought, oh, it's just a water blister from the stitches, and it's infected. And so I had to get a tetanus shot, which is sort of the good part of this horrible story, because it forced me and reminded me, everybody, to get a tetanus shot every 10 years. But we'll go back to that later.
We'll visit that again.
But so I'm on antibiotics and everything else. So there you go. You know what it taught me?
What?
Slow down.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always moving so fast. My hands were wet. Yeah. I hadn't dried them properly. I was using a knife. Slow down.
That applies to life in general.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I got a fun fact for you.
Excellent.
This is, we're trying to integrate all of this into communication in one way or another. But 55% of people spend no more than 15 seconds on a given website.
Wow.
That's not very long.
Well, then your website better be good and catch someone's eye or whatever. They're just going to go right over it.
If they're just surfing away and you don't get them right away, they're gone. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
55%. 15 seconds.
That's interesting. Back to Gary Vee, who's got an incredible podcast. Yeah, he says, content, and make it look pretty.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No, you got to have something to say, that's for sure. Huh?
So we're going to be talking about social media overload.
Yeah.
Or communication overload, but social media, basically. And it's, we just have so much coming at us, don't we, Mike?
Oh.
All the time.
Don't we know it? I mean, we've had to learn about this stuff and the various formats and integrate ourselves into it to do, number one, this podcast, but also our blog. So you found a terrific article, and we're going to try to condense it as much as possible, but written by Megan Francis, who makes some really good points on how to avoid communication overload. And I think her initial point was that before there were smartphones, you know, you just had a little bit of time in the morning, you know, by yourself. It was, you weren't instantly grabbing for the tablet or the device or whatever. You had a little bit of time to yourself just to think about things or consider what you're going to do on your day or anything. But now, as an example, I'm awake at 5:20, 5:23 every morning because I'm checking my phone for email from the East Coast. We live on the West Coast. So That's not good. I mean, you have something, you don't want to be answering things that early in the morning. It's craziness.
No, because remember before that, you would have probably messages on your voicemail, but you'd have to physically kind of go over and punch in the numbers to get your voicemail. And so a friend of mine said, actually Lauren, hey Lauren.
Hi.
Said she puts her phone now in another room when she's ready to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
So at least she's not tempted to kind of grab it. She actually would physically have to get up and go and get it. Because she's a young person and she's very much into social media.
Very much.
And she needed to have those few minutes in the morning to reflect on her day, what she was going to do, her goals, who she wanted to spend her time with. All of those things go through your head.
I know. And, you know, I know you turn your phone off altogether.
No.
You silence it.
I silence it. But I'm going to do this because I find, too, that I keep... and then they also say with the brain, once you start looking at those bright colors on your phone, it wakes your brain up. And so then it's harder to get back to sleep.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. So one of the points that Megan Francis makes is that, you know, she's communicating with people outside of home before she said a word to the people who live in the home. That's how crazy.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And then you get anxiety about things too, right?
I do. If I text somebody and I don't hear back from them like in probably an hour, I start thinking, are they mad at me? Did I say something wrong? Uh-oh, something's wrong with them. Oh, they're sick. No, they're in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, my mind goes like that so crazy if I don't get instantaneous answers.
Yeah.
And that's with Messenger on Facebook or
Twitter, Instagram,
any of
voicemail,
it.
Voicemail, text.
And it does create a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah, I know. It truly does. And there was a wonderful episode of a program that we loved a few years, maybe it was last year. It was called Black Mirror. The series name was Black Mirror. And it had all to do with young people and their interaction with their devices. But it took it like on steroids. These people were just texting and so engaged in all of this. And it seems like their success was based on how many hits they got.
Yeah.
Their whole life.
It was like Twilight Zone, you guys. Remember Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
These Black Mirrors, we talked about them in Time Off, I think, you know, many, many episodes ago.
Yeah.
But they're small. They're like 1 hour shows, and they take place in the future, or they're bizarre or whatever. Yeah. This takes place in the future. And the more likes you get and the more followers you have, you live higher in society.
Yeah.
You can rent a nicer car. All of a sudden, you get a home loan. And her problem was she started losing her likes and all that because she yelled at somebody.
Yeah, and it started like a chain.
Exactly. So she had to put on this fake life just to be able to live in the society that she wanted to through her likes.
Well, it seems like, the point of that thing was that people's self-esteem was controlled by the machines they were using.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's happening now.
It's true.
Because I look at my Instagram. If I put a post on Instagram for Wrinkled Not Dead or whatever, and I get only like 2 likes.
Yeah. So
it's
panic time.
It's panic time. I think, what did I do? Did I put something out there that people didn't like?
Have I insulted someone?
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's so difficult because, I mean, you're just putting it out there in text. And or with some pictures and supporting pictures or what have you. But, you know, you're very vulnerable to this kind of stuff.
Very much so. So check that one out. It's Black Mirror. And it has something to do with the internet and stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah. So following along in the theme, what can you do about all this? Well, you can certainly do one simple step, and that is to manage your notifications. You don't have to have clicking, bonging, twerping, dinging all the time. It's easily done. You just go into settings and you can, you know, not use so many notifications.
Well, I turned off my notifications and then I got a notification saying, you've turned off your notifications, turn them back on.
You moron.
I know. So good luck with that. However, that's what they say.
Oh, no. So here's something new that's coming along now. And Megan seems to appreciate it. I haven't been using it, but I don't have an iPhone 7. You do. And now you can convert voice messages to text.
Yeah, in fact, on the iPhone 7, it immediately comes across when you go into your voicemail to listen to it, you'll first see it in text.
Uh-huh.
Now, the weird thing is it doesn't always come out. It must have to do with the clarity of the person speaking or the connection or whatever. But it is kind of nice to know in advance really quickly because your eyes read down very quickly before actually hearing something.
Yeah.
I have to say,
I like the concept, but it's, to me anyway, I can see that it's still in its infancy, kind of like Siri was a few years ago, and it used to about drive you bananas. Hey, Siri, I don't understand. You know, just, please, I just want an answer to this.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So I thought that was a good tip, and I think it's going to grow. Edit your feed.
Yeah, I've actually done this. I started following all of these people on Instagram because they started following me, and I thought to be polite, I needed to follow them back. And now I have so many people I'm following, I don't even know who they are or what they are, and I'm getting confused.
Oh.
So I'm going to start.
So you have no idea what your relationship is with them
anymore. No, not at all.
Oh.
And so you don't need to follow everybody who follows you.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose. And I think that might make it a little bit easier as well. And I know that what Gary Vee said, again, he said, it's not the amount of followers you have.
Yeah.
It's the engagement that you have with your followers.
I've heard him say that on a number of occasions. And I know, to me, that means, you know, basically the trustworthiness that you've developed with your audience, large or small. But if they can count on what you're saying being from the heart and the truth as you know it, then they will feel that they're inspired in some way or controlled in a thought.
Authentic is what people are using over and over again.
Authentic,
but he said,
right.
I'd rather have 100 authentic followers that are engaged with me than 1,000.
Uh-huh.
The numbers don't really matter. So don't get sort of all caught up in social media numbers is what he's saying and is what we're passing on to you.
Yeah. And I guess that's really why the term influencer came about, because it has very profound meaning now. I mean, you are influencing the audience that you are speaking to, and hopefully you are doing it in an authentic way.
Absolutely.
So I'm 100% down with that idea.
And so many advertisers now are using influencers because it is so targeted. They were talking about it on television again,
mm-hmm.
is that the old-fashioned way of doing one commercial that you pay, you know, mm-hmm. thousands and thousands hundreds of thousands of dollars is get that money, break that up, and give it out to the different target audiences that you want. So there's some great things about social media, and then there's, you know, with all great things come some
complexity,
hiccups and
anyway.
Complexity,
yeah.
Exactly, and things that you need to manage. And that puts me to put your phone in the room.
Yeah.
That was number four. I know
it
jumped ahead.
It's okay.
But I wanted to say that even young people are doing that. They're taking their phone, they're putting it in another room, and they're just keeping it there once they're done.
Yeah.
So they can reflect on their morning. So it's not just older people that are confused about all this or getting overloaded about this.
Right.
It's young kids.
Well, you hear more and more younger people just saying, well, I'm going off the grid today.
Yes.
And then we get panicked because, hey, I didn't see anything on Snapchat for a whole day.
I know. When Lauren,
are you alive?
When Lauren doesn't go on Snapchat, I think, oh, my God, she's sick. I've got to call her. So I guess what we have to do is just breathe, slow down so you don't cut your finger.
Yes. Okay. Well, that brings us to a very interesting point called Jen's Health Minute.
Exactly. Just to go back to the other stuff, we'll have more information on wrinklednotdead.com if you want more tips on this. I'd like to do a Health Minute because every once in a while something works and you want to pass it on. And again, I say this is just what I've done. I don't say that everybody should go out and do this if you don't believe in vaccinations. Some people don't. So I'm just saying what is working for me.
Okay.
Back to my cut finger. I had to
I'm looking at right now, and it does look pretty
nasty. Yeah.
It is nasty.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyways, I told you I had to have a tetanus shot. And I thought, well, what is tetanus? So the doctor told me tetanus is what used to be called lockjaw.
God, that's a term from way back.
It's a bacterial infection that causes painful muscle spasms and can lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
And the tetanus vaccine has made tetanus almost completely gone now.
Yeah, they almost eradicated like polio.
Yeah, exactly. He said he's seen some cases of it.
Uh-huh.
But the interesting thing he told me is if you've had a tetanus shot, you need a booster every 10 years.
Oh.
And that's why I had my booster, because I knew I'd had a tetanus shot when I was a kid. And
mm-hmm.
I think maybe when we went to Bali or something, we traveled and did that.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
But you need a booster every 10 years to protect yourself.
Huh.
And it's so rare in the United States. But if you do get tetanus or
lockjaw,
10 to 20% of the victims actually die. And the doctor said, it's a very, very painful death. So if you believe in vaccines, go out and get your tetanus booster,
mm-hmm.
just to be on the safe side.
Well, they weren't fooling around. I mean, as soon as you got there and they stitched you up, they said, you're getting a tetanus shot. And on your follow-up, you saw two doctors, actually. The first question from Dr. Domenko was, did he get a shot?
Well, exactly. And I said, can you get tetanus from other people? And no, you can't. You get it through bacteria that's in soil, dust, and you generally get it from like a tiny scratch or nails and knives. And mine's was knives.
Classic.
Exactly. The bacteria travels through the blood to the nerves and then to the central nervous system. So, yeah. You know, if you cut yourself, go get a tetanus shot if you believe in it, because it's better safe than sorry, in my eyes, anyways. Well,
cut yourself, but also I'll bet there's just as many when we're talking about the nails, people stepping on nails.
People stepping on nails, and sometimes just a small scratch. Yeah. What I also was told by the doctor today, Mike, is that bacteria is getting stronger.
Yeah.
Bugs are getting tougher. They're learning how to live and survive through our antibiotics. And so generally, I probably would never have had an infection. I'm not one to get infections. But because these bugs are getting stronger, look out. You got to, you know, do stuff you maybe normally wouldn't have thought of doing in the past.
And also, just bringing up this point, because you had a reaction right away to the antibiotic. Gee, could you have two thorns to this?
Probably.
I don't know. I think you need at least another thorn.
I found out that I have a sulfa... what do you call it?
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity or whatever. And so they had to change my antibiotic because my lips started tingling. And I said, Mike, just throw me in a sack and get rid of me.
No, I'm not throwing you in any sack. We've been down this trail a long time.
I know,
time
but you
together.
Know what? You got to look on the bright side.
Yeah, there is a bright side.
Well, yeah, we live in a great country that has great medicine. So I'm happy.
Well, given the good luck that you're going to have with this, the stitches will be gone in, say, 3 or 4 days, and we'll look back on this, and you'll have an interesting scar, but not a big one.
Intention.
That there you
was
go.
The last.
I remember Intention. That was a good episode. It was very popular. Okay, well, let's take some time off.
Yeah, let's lighten it up. Time off is when we give you something that is either free or costs very little money, and we had a lot of good time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this is a classic, though. I mean, sometimes if you get if you get Veep, V-E-E-P, you gotta be a big fan of it. I haven't heard one person say, "Oh, I don't like that show." It is so darn funny.
I think it's on HBO, which does cost money.
Yeah, I know, but it's worth it.
But it is so funny with the gal who I love from Seinfeld.
I know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, so
she's
funny.
She's so darn funny.
And you know what? Because in this political climate, everybody's kind of at each other.
Yeah.
It's an equal opportunity, like,
I know.
Get it, everyone. They just make fun of everyone and lighten everything up. And so you know what? You need a good laugh for half an hour.
Oh, it's a half an hour show, but the writers are so clever. They pack in so much stuff, we have to pause it several times within it because we're laughing so hard, and there's another joke coming up that we just missed. What did they say? Because it was so funny.
Yeah, it really is really, really good this year. I think it's the third or fourth season. I don't know, but it is great, and it just makes things lighter. You know, we need to, again, with social media overload, we get all this political stuff, and it's tough, you know.
I love that it's equal opportunity.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fun, making fun at all of us, you know.
Yeah.
Laughing at ourselves.
Well, it's a classic show, and I'm glad that it's 30 minutes because it's so packed. You know, there's never a dull moment
never.
In that damn show.
No.
It's terrific. So if you do have access to HBO or HBO Go, I guess,
you can do
it that way as well, then look for Veep, and you won't be disappointed.
Fun.
Remember when? All these little things that we throw into this show. I hope people still, and we get a lot of comments about it, people say, you know, did you guys do a Remember When last week? And I said, well, we were going to leave it out for 1 week. No, don't do that.
Yeah, it's always nice to reflect on the good old days when you're over 50.
Okay. Now, go ahead, launch on this one.
This one, I was thinking back while I was filling my tank of gas, and I was thinking, remember when all gas stations were full serve?
Yes.
Oh, you could sit in your car, and a young guy, usually it was a kid, usually it was the gas station owner's son, or, you know, a kid.
Or daughter.
Or daughter.
Yep.
They cleaned your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
They checked your tire pressure.
Yep.
And they
filled the tank.
They asked how you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those great jobs for young people when they were going through school because, remember, they wanted to do it quickly because people were waiting behind you. And they had to, you know,
work
fast.
Wait a sec. Here's another thing we didn't think of either. Back then, they had to check your oil. I mean, nobody
That's
does
right.
that anymore. They checked
That's
the
right.
oil
they
all
did.
The time.
They checked your oil.
They would ask you if you wanted it because it took longer. Obviously, you got to pop the hood and somebody got to go find the stick. And they would check the oil because
they would
leak. Cars back then would leak. They're so much better now than they used to be. So.
Yeah, with the synthetic oil and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just nice to sit there and talk to the young woman or
little guy
kid. That came up and... Just no. saw them hard at
okay,
work.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
Did you tip the kid?
I don't think so, because when there was full service gas stations, no, I didn't.
I don't remember.
I actually didn't.
I'm remembering when that I don't remember if I tipped.
Yeah, I don't think I did. And I'm trying to think, was I too young to tip? Because was I just with my dad or my mom in the car? But no, I remember full service gas stations. Even when we first moved here to San Diego in 1984, there were more full serve than there was. And I liked to go to them. And
now it's hard to find one
anywhere. Very hard to find. And the gas or the diesel is much more expensive than if you do it yourself.
I know. There is actually one about a mile away from us.
Yeah.
But you're right. They charge a bag of dough for the fuel there. So, I mean, you get the service, but, and it's, I got to tell you, it's going to be mostly older people who are going to take advantage of somebody filling the tank for them. Or hey, what about disabled people? What the heck?
I know. Come on. It's got to be a lot harder now. It's almost like going back to Norman Rockwell when you think of somebody coming out and filling your tank, you know.
I know.
Sometimes the modern world is easier, and yet it is also tougher.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some niceties that we've lost along the way. Anyways, enough reminiscing, people.
I didn't ever do that job. I didn't ever pump gas.
Huh.
No, my dad had a roofing company, so I had to do that.
Oh, there you were. You were up there in the heat of the sun.
Horrible.
Hopefully not putting a nail through your finger.
Yeah, exactly. I did. I hit my thumb with a shingle hammer.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't remember getting a tetanus shot for that either.
Bugs weren't as strong back then.
Yeah, you're right. I just healed up normally, I guess. Okay. Well, we started with a quote this time, and I loved it because you find the best darn quotes.
Well, thank you,
so,
sir.
I think we're going to institute another thing now, that we will put a quote at the beginning of the show that highlights where we're coming from in the meat and potatoes.
Excellent.
What do you think?
Good idea.
Okay. Executive decision made.
Done.
Okay, great. Okay, I have my quote.
Okay.
I like yours better, but you always get the good one.
Oh, come on.
Don't use social media to impress people. Use it to impact people.
I like that.
That's Gary Vee again. It's all over that
I
idea.
Like that.
It's not an actual quote from him, but I think he would say, oh, yeah.
There's so much good about social media. I mean, it far outweighs the negative parts. But if we can control the little negative things here and there from it, then, man, we're winning. Because it's the only way we're going to... business is going to continue on through social media. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely right.
Facebook Live, Instagram Stories, Snapchat. I mean, that is a way of the future. So you got to grab it and make the most of it.
We've got to get going on that,
we
too.
We do.
But, you know, because we're wrinkled, not dead, we always think, hey, Mike, you're 65. You're not very attractive. And you get kind of gun-shy about going on Instagram Live or Facebook Live. But get over yourself, Mike.
It's not a fashion show.
It ain't a fashion show. It's content, right?
Exactly.
Content. Okay.
All right. I'm going to leave you guys with this one, which I absolutely love. And for me, this is very important. No one's life is as perfect as their Instagram feed. They show
it's
only
funny
the best.
And sad at the same
they
time.
They show only the best. And
I
if
know.
We think that our lives are a continual Instagram happy feed, that is not true.
That is
so. Embrace social media, but also be aware of the pitfalls.
Embrace yourself, for Pete's sake,
and go out there and have some fun.
That's right.
And thanks for listening. We weren't born yesterday.